Parenteral is just a fancy word for meaning not through the GI tract. So this includes IM, IV, subcutaneous medications. When you administer parenteral medications, since it is volume, your answer will be in the form of milliliters. Remember, if the order is to give 2 milligrams of a medication, this does not mean to administer 2 milliliters. You must set up your equation and calculate. Calculating parenteral drugs is very similar to calculating oral drugs, and we are going to use the same equation. On the left is how the medication is supplied. On the right is what is prescribed or ordered. Both will be in the form of fraction. For example, if the physician orders 30 milligrams of Lasix to be administered IV, Lasix is available in 20 milligrams per milliliter. How many milliliter will the nurse administer? On the left, we have what is supplied. According to this question, Lasix is supplied in 20 milligrams per milliliter. And to turn that into a fraction, it's going to look like this, 20 milligrams over 1 ml. On the right, we have what is prescribed. The order is to give 30 milligrams, and to turn this into a fraction, we place it over x. So on the right, we will have 30 milligrams over x. We cross multiply, then divide for x, and the answer is 1.5. Let's try another example. The provider orders clindamycin 450 milligrams IV every 8 hours. Clindamycin is available in 150 milligrams per 50 mLs. How many milliliters will the nurse administer per dose? Set up the equation. On the left, 150 milligrams over 50 mLs. On the right, 450 milligrams over x. Cross multiply, then divide, and we get x equals 150 milliliters. Now, this is how many mLs will be administered per dose. Now, what if the question asks, how many mLs will the nurse administer per day? Remember, this medication is given every 8 hours. If there are 24 hours in a day, you will have to administer this medication 3 times in 1 day. We have already calculated 150 mLs to be given per dose. So now we simply multiply by 3, which is how often we will have to give it for the day, and we get our total to be 450 mLs in 1 day.